Text, web. First anniversary, July 12, 2023. 1 year of exploring the early universe. A field of galaxies shine brightly.
1 year ago, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson presented President Joe Biden with the deepest image of the universe ever seen at the time. The first full-color, fully processed image from the James Webb Space Telescope. In less physical space than a grain of sand on Earth, Webb revealed a universe full of more wonder and potential discoveries than we can even imagine. It was a beautiful promise of things to come.
Dan Coe.
You know, when the first data came out, it's emotional.
McCarran Garcia Martin.
Expectations, and really when you compare what we are seeing and the quality of the data with previous missions, it's mind-blowing.
John Mather.
What interests me now the most is the most distant galaxies that have been magnified the most by these lenses that Einstein told us about.
Pandora's Cluster. So
we are seeing so much more than I ever dreamed possible, and I just want to know what's in them.
Spectral data.
Spectroscopy is really just, you know, transformational. I mean, the images are a lot better, and they go to longer wavelengths, but we've never had this kind of spectroscopy capability in space. You know, that's one of the real transformative things about JWST is being able to see all these elements and everything.
Rachel Beeson.
Now we can precisely say, no, I know exactly where that galaxy is, and we can start to study the physical properties of the insides of those, you know, baby galaxies in the earliest moments of time. It's really exciting.
Webb Sears visualization.
There's more galaxies than we expected. Not a ridiculous number, you know, they're within the ranges of different predictions. It means that, there's things that could be a little different about galaxies in the early universe. They could be more bursty in terms of their star formation. And so, you know, whenever they're in one of those bursts, like that's, you see them. And so there's more that pop out.
Margaret Meixner.
Came from stars. And if you want to understand the origins of everything in the universe more complex than just hydrogen, you have to study these processes.
Rebecca Larson.
We didn't know we needed to ask. And what's the next thing that we're going to find? And what's the next question that's going to surprise us? Or the answer where all of our predictions are not quite correct, which is the fun part of science. When you're wrong, you're like, oh, this is something new. And that's when it gets truly exciting.
Colorful images of galaxies, planets, stars, and nebula produced by the Space Telescope Science Institute Office of Public Outreach. Credits NASA.gov Web, JWST.NASA.gov, WebTelescope.org, logos.